The next morning after Etherick's lecture, Jesri and Tully and I went talking in the meadow. It was the first really fine spring day, and everyone was out walking around, so it felt as though we could do this without being conspicuous.
"I think I found the Hyphosa," Tullia announced.
"You mean the Hyphosa,"
Jesri corrected her.
"No," I said. "If Tullia has found such a person, it is no longer hypothetical."
"I stand corrected," Jesri said.
"Who is the important Fid?"
"Ignatha Forl," Tullia said.
"The surname sounds vaguely familiar," Jesri said.
"The family has been wealthy for a few hundred years, which makes them old and well-established by secular standards. They have a lot of ties to the Mathic world, especially Barato."
Sant Barato was adjacent to landforms that made a huge and excellent harbor when the sea level was behaving itself, when it wasn't buried in pack ice, and when the river that emptied into it had not dried up or been diverted. For about a third of the time since the reconstitution, a large city had existed around Barato's walls, not always the same city, of course, and so it had the reputation of being urban and worldly, with many ties to families such as, apparently, the Forls. The Procyons were powerful there, and in their Unarian math they trained many young seculars who later went into law, politics, and commerce.
"What are we allowed to know of her?"
Jesri asked.
The question was aptly phrased. Once a year, at annual Appert, our Unarians reviewed summaries of the secular news of the year just ended.
Then, once every 10 years, just before decennial Appert, they reviewed the previous 10 annual summaries and compiled a decennial summary, which became part of our library delivery. The only criterion for a news item to make it into a summary was that it still had to seem interesting. This filtered out essentially all of the news they made up the secular world's daily papers and casts. Jesri was asking Tullia what Ignatha Forl had done that was interesting enough to have made it into the most recent decennial summary.
"She had an important post in the government. She was one of the dozen or so highest-ranking people, and she took a stand against the Warden of Heaven, and he got rid of her."
"Killed her?"
"No."
"Threw her into a dungeon?"
"No, just fired her. I speculate that she has some other job now where she still has enough pull to voco someone like Paphlagon."
"So, she was a Fid of Sur Akulua?"
"Ignatha Forl spent 6 years in the Unarian math at Barato and wrote a treatise comparing Paphlagon's work to that of some other,
"People like Paphlagon?"
Jesri said impatiently.
"Yeah, of previous centuries."
"Did you read it?"
"We didn't get a copy. Maybe in another 10 years. I already went into the lower labyrinth and shoved a request through the grill.